Afghan Americans held a protest and rally on Saturday afternoon in the Fremont neighborhood known as Little Kabul. Despite the rain, about 200 people waved Afghan and American flags to protest last week's massacre of 16 Afghan civilians in Kandahar, allegedly committed by U.S. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. On either side of a large speaker stage hung huge photos of the victims' bloody bodies, including several children. One of the rally organizers, Weiss Haider, had a clear message for President Obama.
I guess we should all be satisfied, right? After all, President Obama did apologize and offer his deepest condolences to the families of those killed. But wait, I thought we heard that apology when our body parts were collected as war trophies. And I thought we heard it when Afghans were urinated on. Then again, when our holy book was reduced to ashes. With all due respect, Mr. President, your pre-scripted, recycled apologies for these atrocious acts carry no value after a decade of warfare and thousands of civilian casualties.
Brandon Ott, a former U.S. Marine, stood in a military jacket and says he wants the American people to connect more closely with what the military does overseas. I asked him what he hopes rallies like this will achieve.
I'm really hoping events like this can educate people that don't know about the Afghan community, their culture, and what's going on in their country. And I also hope it can eliminate that apathy and we can tell our government, no, we don't want this war anymore because it's crippled our economy. It's polarizing us as a country. It's creating xenophobia in this country. And it's also, above all of that, it's caused hyper-partisanship in this country. And we can't even agree on what we're going to do.
My name is Medina Omar, and I'm from Hayward, California.
Omar is Afghan-American and said, while some are calling for an immediate withdrawal from Afghanistan, she feels differently.
I understand we're there now. It takes a lot of planning and efforts and money to pull out now. You know, just looking at it politically, it's not as easy to pull out right away. It takes a lot of long-term planning to make sure that the security and the stability remains once you pull out. So my personal opinion is, you know, the focus should be on humanitarian efforts, providing social services, providing long-term services there that will stand once the troops do pull out.
One speaker who identified herself only as Fatima is a fiery young Afghan-American woman with a group called Afghans for Peace. Taking her place at the podium, she expressed doubt that any meaningful change can occur under the current political system.
If this was a time before the revolutions happening in the Arab world, I would understand that you still believe that you can vote and change the system. Unfortunately, by now you should know that voting and trying to go to the political system is not going to end wars. This is a time when the Occupy movement is happening here in America. Americans are taking to the streets because they don't believe in the political system. I myself have been involved in Occupy Oakland. I didn't know I was pregnant. I got beat up by the police. I got tear gas. I'm a Muslim Afghan woman, and if I'm putting my life and my baby on the line, you all should too.
I caught up with Fatima when she got off stage.
I'm here because from the moment 9/11 happened, my first fear in my mind was that they're going to go into Afghanistan and bomb the hell out of us. And by October, I was in New York resisting, protesting, joined the anti-war movement, and I've been doing that for the last 10 years. So it's very inspiring to see, despite the tragedy that happened, for the first time in 10 years, Afghans around the world are holding mass protests in many different countries. That's why I'm here today.